coral pearls are produced in the Pinctada maxima species of oyster. It's a species of oyster that actually lives in the wild off the waters of northwest of Western Australia. There's actually two varieties of the oyster. There's the golden lip variety and the silver lip variety. We do tend to have more of the silver lip variety in our waters off the coast of Broome rather than the golden lip variety. And the golden lip variety does tend to produce the more golden coloured pearls, whereas the silver lip variety produces the white pearls that I guess Broome is famous for.
So is it as simple as that, that golden lip of the shell is what leads potentially to a golden pearl?
That is the tendency. Yeah, there's that's not a given, but that is a tendency. But where the water tends to be warmer and there are more of the golden lip variety of the oyster, there is a tendency for that particular species of oyster to produce the golden coloured pearl.
How rare are they?
Well, in terms of total production from the Pinctada maxima oyster, it probably constitutes less than 1% of total pearl production from the Pinctada maxima oyster. So they are rare, yes.
And is that because they're so rare in the wild, or is that a decision being made by farms to focus more on the silver-lipped one?
Correct. That's actually a very interesting question, Matt. Essentially, in Australia, we do still concentrate primarily on the silver-lipped variety because the bulk of our shell that we do still use to produce pearls is stocked from the wild, whereas in the Philippines, they do tend to produce more stock from what we call hatchery stock. So in that respect, they can actually try and influence the colour of pearls that are going to be produced.
In world terms, who are the big producers of golden pearls?
The biggest producers of golden pearls are really predominantly Philippines, actually, and also Indonesia to a lesser extent. But certainly those strong golden, strong gold colours, the bulk of the ones you see in retail stores, even such as ours, would be from the Philippines.
And if we return our focus to Australian gold pearls, they're rare, but from what I see and understand, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily worth a lot. Is that fair?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the thing is that gold, when you refer to gold colours, there is represents quite a range of colour, through from yellow through to gold to quite strong in gold. And essentially, the stronger the gold colour, the higher, because they are rare, the higher price they can command. I mean, a pearl of a yellow type colour in terms of price wouldn't vary much from a pearl of the same qualities, wouldn't vary much from a white pearl. But certainly those ones that are rare in a strong gold colour can command a slightly higher price.
Can their price tag match some of the great white silver ones that can be found off Broome Coast?
They can do. As a matter of fact, the most valuable really from our perspective in terms of the white ones is what we call a white pink colour. So that's a white pearl with a rosy overtone. They're actually considered very valuable for us in that white range.
Mm.
So really those prices and a pearl, Australian South Sea pearl, the really strong gold colour, providing all the other qualities of the pearl are similar, would command about a similar price, whereas in lighter gold colours, the price wouldn't be more comparable, so to speak, to our white Australian South Sea pearls. But ultimately, we do find that, you know, what Western Australia is famous for in our farms are the white pearls, and across the world, that's what we're famous for. But if we do get one in a nice, strong gold colour at our end, we would actually... it is rare. Due to its rarity factor, it would command quite a good price.
Yeah, right. You'd make a big deal about it and hopefully get a good price.
Absolutely.
On a pearl farm, not necessarily Willie Creek, but any pearl farm in the north, would they have just a few long lines with the golden lip Pinctada maxima there? So they knew that that little section over there was their opportunity for a gold pearl? Is that how it works?
No, it doesn't really. I mean, the opportunity of getting one is so rare that we don't go to that extent. And the thing is, too, to have a gold-lipped oyster, it is only a tendency that it will produce a gold pearl. It's not a definite either. So, I mean, even in the Philippines production, for example, where they are concentrating on growing the gold pearl, only about 10% even of those gold-lipped oysters will actually end up producing a gold pearl.
So there's not much you can do to actually increase your chances?
No, not really.
Wow.
Nice. So really, that's why they're rare. If we got happen to get an Australian one in a nice, strong gold colour, because of its rarity, we would, we'd put a premium on the price of that particular pearl.
Yeah, right. So it really is that moment when the pearl technician opens the shell and goes, wow, look what
Absolutely.
We found here.
Correct. Yep.
You're in the business of sales and marketing. Can you see the value and the popularity of golden pearls increasing?
That's a good question too, Matt. It does seem to go through phases sort of depending on fashion, it would seem. I mean, I've been involved in in the industry for quite a long time, and it sort of has been seems to be like a wave of trends. And at the moment, gold pearls do seem to be quite popular. We have to have quite a few requests for them. Whether that will carry on, I'm not really sure. Like, it sort of seems to go through trends over the years.
Well, I've really enjoyed learning more about golden pearls today, Laurie. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem, mate. Thank you.